The motherfucking king is back. In this motherfucker, cleaner than I keep the strap. Ever hear my voice, know it's speaking facts. This G shit is in my soul, can't beat it back. So I got it being out your speakers. I get on the beat, smoking like this presidential reaper. From the top of my Caesar to the soles in my sneakers, I'm a gold rocking cold motherfucker with a freezer on my neck. Disrespect, and I'm sending you to Jesus. Twin throne, desert eagles curl you up like a fetus at a frequency higher than a motherfucking tweeter. All you hear is loud screaming, shells falling, tires screeching. It's the God. Lamborghini Bream in my squad. Peace to almighty Ivy League. Cool as the winter breeze in my army fatigues. Holding cream under the gleam of my two finger ring. I'm a bad motherfucker, and all the bitches love it. Feel my slam like it's nothing. Why you hate it and I love it? Self made, and that's something that you lames can't fuck with. I'm the same way. Bitch nigga in and out of public. I never switch it up for you sucker motherfuckers. I follow the G code. I owe that to all my lovers. I was raised to reign in this motherfucking game, so I never respect the way you motherfuckers bled. I'm just saying, nigga, what's my motherfucking name? And who am I to this motherfucking game? Now what's my motherfucking name? And who am I to this motherfucking game? Now what's my motherfucking name? Motherfucking game. My flow tight and that's with no ghost writers. All I do is spit fire like a nuke. Big lighters to God.
I know I'm hard.
I'm cool as the winter breeze in my army fatigues. Holding cream under the gleam of my two finger ring. Cool as the winter breeze in my army fatigues. Holding cream under the gleam of my two finger ring. Cool as the winter breeze in my army fatigues. Holding cream under the gleam of my two finger ring. Cool as the winter breeze in my army fatigues. Holding cream under the gleam of my two finger ring. It's the God.
Yeah. Once again, it's on. It's go time. It's your boy Wave Jones at the Round Table, the Round Motherfucking Table Podcast. Sitting in the building with a very special guest. Well, I shouldn't even say that because he's an alumni. He's a returning guest. You know what I'm saying? We in the building with the Supreme General.
My nigga, what's up, man?
You already know what it is, man. It's go time.
Yeah. Once again, it's on.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
It's go time in this motherfucker. You know how we do, huh?
All day, all night. We trying to get this thing popping.
Hey, get this thing popping.
Tell us your story. We might tell you one back.
Motherfucker know how to act.
Hey, when they get on the podcast, you know shit go around.
It's going down at the round table. The round table.
Boom.
Hey, we at the round motherfucking table.
Boom.
Yeah. And it's go time, bitch.
6 degrees of separation. Man crazy. Coley made me come home. Link with Wavy. The round table. It's go time.
Get it.
Listeners, pay attention. It's go time.
We at the round table.
It's go time.
I don't think they really know.
It's go time.
We about to do it fucking big.
And go live.
Sit down and chill
because it's go time.
Sit back with Wavy Jones and go live. We at the round table. It's time to go live.
Go live.
Think they really know it's really go time.
I don't think they know.
I don't think they really know it's really go time.
Let's get it.
Sit back, relax. It's go time.
It's go time.
I don't think they really know. It's go time.
It's go time.
Sit back with Wavy Jones and go live.
Yeah.
Sit down and chill
because it's go time.
Let's get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Once again, this song, it's go time. It's your boy, Wave Jones, the Round Table, the Round Motherfucking Table Podcast, sitting in the building with a very special guest, a reoccurring guest, you know what I'm saying? I call him a bro, you know what I mean? This motherfucker is a Leo, you know what I'm saying? And the only reason why I know is because this nigga fucking had me come to his birthday party and shit, and he had it at the Poise, and it was big bottles everywhere. They was pouring champagne off of bitches' chests and their backs and everything. And it was a fantastic time, nigga. I ain't to spend a dollar, nigga. And that's what love is about, man. That's showing love and appreciation, you know what I'm saying? But nah, we in here, you know what I mean, today to celebrate my man's new album coming out soon, you know what I mean? And also just, you know what I mean, the celebration of life right now. We in the building with my guy, my motherfucking Supreme General, Lamborghini Preem, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you, brother. Like I said, once again, even though we did it on camera, we doing it on the mic now, you know what I'm saying, Paul? But shit, you know what I mean? Also in the building, we got my cousin Diamond, you know what I'm saying? A.K. Glizz, you know what I'm saying? What's your fucking rap name, nigga? What is your fucking rap name?
B-Rich.
We in the building. E-Rich. Oh, D? God damn, how many letters is it? A, B, C, D, E. Nah, I just fuck with D. D Rich in the building, you know what I'm saying? We also got a special guest. He in the tuck, you know what I'm saying? He said once he finished eating his Lunchables, he going to pop out. So, you know what I mean? We going to be graced the presence. We ain't going to tell you who it is yet, but you know what I'm saying? Just know we got the presence of a presidential suite member in the building today. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It's go time in this bitch. So, everybody out there, please love, like, share, comment. And, man, please definitely tune in. Definitely tune in and shit. You know what I mean? So, let's get into it. You know what I mean? Even though, you know, a lot of these motherfuckers probably didn't hear the first motherfucking interview or sit down and shit. But, yeah. You know what I mean? Let's just bring niggas up to date. You know what I mean? Where was you born and raised, my G?
East Side, Buffalo, New York.
Oh, man.
Fillmore, Box Street.
Oh, man. So, how old was you really about, or, you know, when you start making this music, where you got into this shit?
Oh, shit.
Not even seriously, but just you leading up to it.
Nah. Either way, shit, I was already a grown man when I got into it. But I've been writing poetry since I was very super young. Mm. You know what I'm saying? That was like one of those hidden hobbies that I had that I didn't never really discuss with anyone. But I would keep little, like, you know what I mean? Not necessarily diaries, if you will, but... Mm. Like a little journal and shit. Mm-hmm. I had one, especially
just talk a little bit loud so they can hear you the room. Right. But yeah, I know the diaries, the black and white compositions. You had one of them.
Exactly.
Guys? Okay. Yeah, what the?
I like 20 of them.
Man, what the fuck was that string in that shit? I never got the string shit. Like how they kept the pages together.
Yeah, because they were sold down the middle.
Right, that's some different shit. I'm like, all these others. I like the joints with the little rings in it, but this motherfucker can't fold it, can't bend it or nothing, but it hold all your paper. You ain't gonna lose that's one exactly. of them motherfuckers. That one.
Yeah, but you tried to tear one out that month.
You fucked up now.
But I would just write a bunch of poetry and shit just in the diary, and I read it to a good friend of mine named Dane. Mm. And he had a studio in his house. I thought that shit was cool. You know what I mean? Then one time, just on some humbug shit, he had a new mic he wanted to try out. And he was like, yo, like, you know what I mean? Go in there and see how you sound right quick. I want to see if the shit, like, how it's working, you know? I went in there, and I liked the way that I sounded.
Hubby.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, shit. And then he broke down to me, like, how to write bars. Well, not write bars, but how to count bars, if you will.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and the different measurements and shit, the different songs and shit, you know, 16 bars, 8 bars, bridges, hooks, those type of things.
Mm-hmm.
Them shits, he made me familiar with them. And so, like, on the low, like, I ain't even tell him. I would just go back to the crib and start writing little shit here and there. Actually, right there on the spot, I wrote a song called Gotta Go, just on some random shit.
Mm.
And shit, it came out fire to me, you know what I'm saying? It came out so fire that it increased my confidence, like, tenfold. You know what I mean? Like, it really was like, man, this shit, I could do this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I took something back to the crib, and it took a little longer for me to finish. You know what I'm saying? That one.
You took the hired copy back to the crib and shit?
See, that was his thing. He made beats and shit. So he had, like, hella beats. Mm. And I don't know if he thought I was going to take it seriously, because basically probably everybody who went up in there said the same
thing. Shit, right.
You know what I mean? But he still hit me with a beat CD.
Mm-hmm.
And let me take it back to the crib. I had, like, 8 real nice tracks from them shits. I went back to my crib, and I made, like, man, it took forever, it felt like, but made like 2 or 3 songs, and I was like, man, this shit is cold, nigga. This shit is cold, nigga. I get up to the spot. I'm sorry about that.
No, go ahead, man. We smoking, chilling, man. We just chopping it up, chopping the breeze, you know? But that's the truth, man. That's how I start. Yeah. Definitely, man. It start with that shit,
and
man.
And just basically continue from there. Like, I went out. It was, the recording situation got a little difficult, if you will. You know what I'm saying? Mm. He had other obligations. Mm-hmm. Other directions he might have wanted to go with the shit, you know what I mean? And that was on his shit. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, I wanted my shit done. You know
right,
I mean?
Right, so, as you should, shit.
At this point, I'm writing song after song after song after song after song after song, man. I'm doing what I can, man. I got like just so many fucking songs. It's time that I gotta go, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of fell out of a touch at that point, you know what I'm saying? One of my own, went to other studios, he went and did what he did, you know? It's all good, man. I'm sure he's doing quite well now.
Mm-hmm.
I seen not too long ago, man. If you watching this.
Salute to the homie, you know what I'm saying?
Good nigga. You know what I'm saying? You helped me out a lot. You know, I learned a lot. And it was just a beautiful thing, man. There's nothing I can complain about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it started.
Right. And, you know, we all go through our trials and tribulations and shit. You know what I mean? During, the times and shit of making the music and shit. So, like, you know what I mean? During these times, you know what I mean? You was in the street shit going on and shit. Where it was you know what I mean? Like, was that one another focus to be like, yo, let me change this shit over? Or, like, you know what I mean? Or how was it going? Like, you know what I mean? Because some niggas be at their job and be like, you know, I'm sick of this shit. I'm about to start rapping or something, nigga, because I got to make something happen. But, you know what I mean? Not saying it was just the streets, but, you know what I mean? Everybody has a turning point, I should say. What was that turning point for you to really take the shit serious?
Well, it was like this, like, I was dibbling and dabbling and just, you know what I mean, be involved in things that I shouldn't have been involved in.
Mm-hmm. Just speak up, you know what I mean, make sure you speak
up. I'm sorry.
You gotta get loud, nigga, that's what they hit for.
This across the way.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm talking just to you, but my bad. But no,
mm-hmm.
I was dibbling and dabbling a lot of things, you know what I'm saying, I'm never going to admit to. So
it never happened. But, it's but like
nah,
Vegas.
Nah, my nigga Freak.
No, man.
That's my brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to him.
Rest in peace. Rest in power.
We was into some shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Not super. I never know what he was into. You know what I mean? My nigga,
totally 100%.
He had a whole nother bag. He was getting on his own. You know what I'm saying? Like, to the left. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I was doing my thing, but we was doing it together at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So things was like that, but that wasn't for me, G.
Right.
Just keep it a beam mm-hmm. about that. I was more, you know what I mean, focused on business and enterprise and in mm-hmm. other ways, you know what I mean? That shit, to me, it just always felt like a straight dead end. Like,
right.
No matter how you look at this shit, you know what I mean, you're going to hit a brick wall. You know, mm-hmm. yo, you know what I mean?
Because all the come-ups, you still take a fall. That's you come fact. Back up again, you take a fall. You know what I mean? It's a repeating game. It's like running hurdles and shit, you know what
exactly.
I'm saying? Like running hurdles. But I feel you. I mean, the same way. You know, working jobs and shit like that, hustling here and there and shit like that. Like, who has it? You know what I mean? Like, damn, unless you, you know what I mean? You fucking Pablo, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta take care of this shit somehow.
You know what I mean? But, you know, we all had that turning point and shit, you know what I mean? D Rich, you know what I'm saying? Fucking.
Love
you know what I mean? Same way, you know what I mean? You felt you was talking about off mic, like, yeah, I mean, shit. You woke up and was like, man, fuck this shit. I'm about to start rapping this shit, you know what I mean? Yeah. Tell about a little bit about that shit, how that feeling was. What, you had a dream or something?
Nah, shit. My mans basically told me, like, shit, try it out.
Go try that shit out, basically. Mm-hmm. It don't never hurt. Like, the same story that Preem was talking about was, like, the same story that I heard about Pee Wee Longway. You know what I mean? Because Longway was the boy, you know what I mean? Same way with Lil Baby. Little baby was, they said, that nigga's little dirty nigga sleeping on the couches. For real? He's a little dirty nigga sleeping on the couches, but he got the pack, so he can stay in the fucking studio as long as he want, because he got the pack. He know the nigga that got the pack, and he the pack man. Said, nigga, somebody fucking had leaned up too much and shit and fell asleep during their session, and he went in there and just start saying shit. Same way with motherfucking Blueface. The nigga Blueface said the motherfucker first thing he said was that Blueface, baby. Yeah, right. That's why he said on every track. That's the first thing he said. He said, man, nigga was late for the session or something. He was in there with the pack, chilling. And the nigga that he was supposed to be with, he met him there early, and the nigga was, he came late. So he like, shit, well, we ain't gonna sit here and waste time, nigga. Say something. And nigga said, the first thing he said was Blueface, baby. Yeah, all right. And nigga, now look at this motherfucker. Yeah, now this nigga lit. Super lit.
Yeah, nah, my shit was a bit more deliberate, but that definitely, I feel you. You know what I mean?
I mean.
Some real good time.
You know what?
The origins, if you will.
So up to this time, how many mixtapes and albums, you know what I mean, you got, you know what I mean, right, in the works or product, you know what I mean, already out there, I should say.
All right. Right now, I got two mixtapes out. I got the Prelude to a Classic. That's a motherfucking
The Prelude to a Classic.
Yes, it is.
I like that tape. That's crazy.
That was my first mixtape. And then after that, I followed up with The Best of the Champions, hosted by my man DJ Supreme on Albany. Shout out to you, my nigga.
Shout out, my man DJ Supreme.
Big, I fucks with you, G. You looked out for me on that, John. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, man. But, Supreme is Supreme on the track?
Yo, exactly. Yo. I did his intro for the radio, like when this shit came on, the Hot 7 at 7.
Okay, I know you talk about. Okay, yeah. I remember that now. Damn.
Some of the lyrics, but I'll play it for you a little later.
I was gonna say, spit that shit.
I loved that, man. That was a good look for me. Appreciated that, man. He looked out for me, but. I got those two mixtapes, and then in addition to that, I got the EP, the Supremacy EP.
Right, that shit is fire. Yeah, that's the one I got. That shit on my shelf up there, too. Yeah.
Well, if you got a CD version of that, you know it's like 13 extra hidden tracks on the
list. Mm-hmm. Like, and mine signed, motherfucker.
It's six listed, but it's like 13 hidden tracks on the CD version of that shit.
And I'm going to stunt and say, mine sign, motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the nigga pop, man. Nigga. I'm going to have a collector's item edition. Fact. I told you I didn't want to open the pack. I said, man, bring me two. One I could open, one I don't. But shit, I had to drink. So it's all good. But, man, I got money to fish you not at. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up, man. And likewise, once my shit drop, you know what I mean? When my shit come out, you know what I mean? I got you. And I'm making higher copies of this shit. You got to have the higher copies because you know what? Everybody want to go digital, and that's cool. But people want physical. People want to feel it.
Some people, you know, we'll feel better.
But you know what I'm saying, like
looking in the book,
like you created some Jordans on 2K comparing to you creating them Jordans and they came to the house and now you got them in your hand. Now you're like, oh shit, this shit, you know what I mean? That's that different feel.
That's a good way
to put it. You know what I mean? Like it's a different feel. So you know what I mean? It's always going to be that trophy right there. Yeah. But shit, when you can feel it, you be like, damn, you know what I mean? It's worth something, you know what I mean? But man, it's much love and appreciated. Everybody that's on my wall of fame. That's why I tell niggas, you know what I mean? Bring something through, man. I got all types of memorabilia and novelty from, you know what I mean, guests and shit, artists. And that's what it's about. Because I love to leave a little part of me with, you know what I mean, artists too, with the round table and shit. And I'm going to have some wristbands and shit going on. Listen, baby, ain't the sky is the motherfucking limit. And we breaking past that motherfucker. You know, smell me? We breaking past that. So the one that you're about to put out now, the album you're putting out now. We missed one.
That was the Supremacy EP.
Supremacy
EP.
And
after that, I dropped my first album, which is called It's My Turn, the Throne Ascension LP.
Okay, I didn't get that one. I ain't got that one. Right, I got to get to it.
I'm going to get you one of them.
Yeah, I need that.
The lyrics in the book and all that.
That's what I'm saying.
Photos and shit. You can see my growth as an artist, like from the first joint where I had, you know what I mean? It was very nice. It was on a high level as well, but not quite as high level as that. It was great. I want to shout out my man Luke Copping too.
Salute,
Luke Copping. Well, he already know, man. We got a good
relationship. One thing I will admit is say like. Very professionalized, very professional. Yeah. You know what I mean? You would think that, you know, not having a deal, you would have the deal and the budget behind you. You know what I'm saying? The way your, you know, your album covers and everything and your promotion, everything behind it and shit.
Yeah.
So, since the last time we talked, even before this COVID shit hit, have you done some shows?
I ain't did no shows yet.
But you know what?
Shit popping here and there, but to keep it real with you, I hadn't put out nothing new enough really to be doing those shows, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Like, at this point, especially at the level I'm recording at now, the songs that I'm doing now, them shit so goddamn cold, bro.
I know, but they say cigarettes stunt your growth, my nigga. If you don't put it out, nigga, that's what I'm saying. They say cigarettes stunt your growth, nigga.
See, with my album, my first joint, right, I had did a lot of experimental tactics promotion-wise. Right. You know what I'm saying? To see if certain shit worked, certain shit didn't. Now I realize what works, what doesn't, certain things. I have a more guided strategy as far as my approach go to making sure that I get as many listeners as I can possibly get. Because I feel like at this point in my career, I'm putting out the best records that I ever made. Man, like you were saying, I mean, that's a decent segue into what you were saying. You was talking about what I'm dropping next. I'm dropping two albums at the same time, actually.
Fuck.
I got one called The God Album. I'm gonna explain what that is in a
second. Come on, Nip. Relax. Come on.
The first one I'm gonna drop. I was gonna drop them simultaneously, but I after doing some research, I feel like staggering them might be more beneficial, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't want you to get lost in the sauce. I got a lot of great songs on both projects.
Right.
But the second one is called The Bachelor Life. And that shit, it's a side of my music that most people probably never heard before.
You know
what I'm saying? I'm about to make some. Well, not about to. I've already made.
Yeah.
I got one song in particular because my next video is gonna be called The Introduction.
Come on.
That's off the God album. That's gonna.
So you make it some like speaker box Love Below type shit.
It ain't no.
I know it ain't coming out at the same time, but it's like, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean, but what I'm saying is like the type of music I make the type of music for the God album. If I was to analogize it to a type of music, it would be the type of music you put on when you got to finish that last set at the gym. You know what I'm saying? When you hitting the heavy bag and you want to turn it up and you want to blast that motherfucker, that's when you put on the God album. Drop your nuts.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying? When you throw your motherfucking chain on and you know you're absolutely goddamn fresh like no other. You know what I'm saying? You about to go shine on these hoes.
Right.
That's when you put on the God album.
Okay.
You put on the Bachelor Life and you put on that silk shirt. You know what I'm saying? You got that particular lady friend coming through. You know what I'm saying? Even if you don't got no lady friend coming through, you got to go back some. You know what I'm saying? When you need to feel on 1,000 like that, you know what I'm saying? When you're throwing your cufflinks, though. You know what I mean?
Come on. I know.
Where you had some martinis.
You got different.
Do some Black James Bond shit.
Yeah, you got different on that shit. Right.
Yeah, you know, that's what that album, that's the feel that you're going to get from that. And it was, both of them was born out of, things that was happening in my life, you know what I'm saying? I had to really, really, really dig deep and I needed to make these albums, man.
Man, that's what I was about to say. Before we go into, I gotta ask you the question and shit, and I'm gonna hold it, but before we go into that, we're gonna take a quick commercial break, we're gonna take a quick commercial break, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna be right back with the motherfucking Supreme General, you know what I mean? We at the round table, the round motherfucking table podcast, you know what I mean? Sitting here with D Rich, you know what I'm saying? The surprise guest in the back, you know what I'm saying? And you know what time it is. It's motherfucking GOAT time.
You already know time.
By the way, thanks for everything, man.
You would know better than you would do.
Sipping on this yak while I do this. I'm the coldest nigga flowing, and you knew this. Yeah. On this road to riches and all that comes with it. Every man's path to get it is laid different. Born in this game, and God gave me a vision depicting how it's gonna be for me after I'm named the victor. Then he hit me with the infinite gift of my lyricism. Mixed with everything else, I need to become a winner. My mom, she could see it, almost the same as my picture. She told me from day one, baby, your star's gonna shine the biggest. Ever since, I've been killing them, drilling relentless, hit after hit. Spitting the illest carnivorous shit because I'm the shit. And until my admittance to the rap Mount Olympus, I'ma keep dropping lyrics that's as timeless as the pyramids. Listen, kid, this is it, the mic jack of this rap.
What's going on? It's your boy, Granzy Brick Boys, and this bitch. We sitting here at the round table with my boy, Waverly Jones. You know what time it is. It's go time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once again, it's on. It's go time. It's your boy, Waverly Jones, the round table, the round motherfucking table podcast. We still in the building. We here, baby. You know what I'm saying? We in the building with the Supreme General, you know what I mean? Lamborghini Prime, you know what I'm saying? And we talking about his new album coming out soon. Soon to be released, you know what I'm saying? What's the title of that joint again?
The God Album.
The God Album. That's the next one. And then after the God Album, we got the Bachelor Album.
The Bachelor Life.
Come on, man. I could relate to both of them like a motherfucker, dog. I feel like both of them in one right now, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like Thor with the hammer, nigga. I just be like, oh. And then my phone just come to my hand and shit. And I be like, oh, shit. The power come through. Shit, you know what I mean? It's going crazy here, man. We having a good time, you know what I mean? I see it'll start raining and shit, but that's all good, man. You know what? Man, you know what I mean?
Had a good day.
We had a great day, and you know what I mean? We always, all we can do. So, the question I had before we left from break was, putting yourself into the mindset to do these two albums. You know what I mean? The God Album and the Bachelor Life. Because you can't really do it. You can do them at the same time, but you really have to put yourself in a place in the mind state to do that particular tone of music. How did you put yourself in that position? I mean, you said, you know, you was going some things and shit. You don't got to go into full detail, but it takes a lot to separate that. It ain't, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm gonna keep it a bean with you. Mm-hmm. At the time for the Bachelor Life, when I created the concept for that, I had at the time went through a pretty ugly breakup. Mm-hmm. It wasn't really ugly, but it hurt, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I had a lot of things I needed to reflect on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Things that I felt like as a man I needed to grow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I needed to progress past a certain point mm-hmm. that I hadn't done yet, and I was I'm not going to let myself off the hook with that shit.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And through that growth, through putting myself through those paces, and making sure that, you know what I mean, that I elevated myself to a certain level.
Mm.
I was re-inspired to make an album.
Mm.
And that was the first one I came to. Boom. And then certain producers was hitting me. Brown June, particularly, I love her.
Shout outs.
My man Axel Beats from Germany, I love you, dude. You already know.
I think I know Axel Beats. I think Axel Beats fuck with me too. He been sending me some joints too.
He nice, man.
Yeah, he got the real crazy boom bap.
Yeah, well, it's like with the heavy bass.
Heavy bass, you know though. I mean? Yeah. Yep, I think the same cat. Yeah,
bass, you know
Yep.
But, yeah, him and a few other. My nigga PK. And a couple other producers.
I'm not they sure really if he can.
Said, oh, my nigga, Covito. Covert. He a legend from the city.
Oh, so man.
I'm sure you know Cole. Especially he fuck with your boy Ruckus.
Oh, okay, Cove.
Yeah,
Cove. Oh, Cove, yeah. I do need some beats, Cove. Yeah.
My first video.
I do need some, yeah. Yeah, I do need some, you know I need some beats, Cove.
If you join my mailing list, I'm gonna send you a link to the video way before that.
Come on.
Go ahead and check it out. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, Cove, I need some beats. I'm still working on that joint. I ain't putting out the name yet.
You gotta check out
the art. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, follow everything. Yeah.
She's gonna be hanging on my wall.
That's family. That's family. That's family. I gotta actually talk to him about some shit. You know what I mean? Some in depth shit. So, Cove, man, I mean, if you're watching right now, definitely be expecting my call soon because I wanna talk to you about some shit. You know what I mean? And we gonna make something happen, man. I'm about to put out the call to the Rebel Radio family like motherfucking Lionel, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to put out the thunder. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, everybody from Rebel Radio, love y'all, man. Definitely Rebel Radio 716 forever. And, yeah, I mean, be expecting a hit from me soon. Definitely very soon, shit. But, you know what I mean? Like I said, we in the building with the Supreme General, you know what I mean? I'm ecstatic to be back around with my bro, you know what I mean? Like I said, I ain't seen you since the birthday joint, really. You know, everybody got their lives and doing their shit, but when every time we link, it's always good times. It's always like fucking family and shit, you know what I mean?
We had a great
It's always like fucking family in this joint every time we link. It's like, he's like a distant cousin from the South and shit. They come up and be like, hey, nigga, what's up, nigga? Like, you know what I mean? But it's always love, you know what I mean?
And the second that Poison on us, you know, as soon as they open and ready for it, you know, we getting it in.
Oh, I already know. I already know, man. Listen, man, my birthday was shit. My shit started off with the COVID shit. My shit, April. So, you know, COVID started in February, like end of February. So, nigga, when it was knee deep and niggas was getting quarantined and all that shit, nigga was in the house, nigga, my birthday is. And now I'm like, damn, nigga, all I did was barbecue. I mean, it was cool. I had to go to work. I went drunk, went to sleep. What the fuck? You know what I mean? With that, you know what I mean? I had to work. Yeah, shit to do.
I can't blame you.
You know what I mean?
Every day, man, That ain't that bad.
Not every day, but it's just like, nigga, I could have did 1,001 things, but shit, it's all good. You know what? I'm just blessed to still be here, like I said. You know what I mean? Still be here. So, we talked about you haven't done no shows, which is fucked up.
Not yet.
Which is fucked up, bro. Cause so
we probably have to do some virtual shit, something like that first. I mean, you never know. I prefer, you know what I mean, to do some real shows because I need that. I need that energy. You know what I mean? It's time for me to take my shirt off, throw it in the crowd.
Oh, like, shit, you better get LL with these motherfuckers.
I gotta see some footage, bro. That's what I do. The chain hang on my motherfucking chest, boy.
He said that's why
I get hot up there.
You do all the push-ups for it. Shit, hell yeah.
Exactly. Because I'm in shape.
I don't give a fuck, man. I wear my t-shirts like, I mean, my tattoo's like a t-shirt shit, yeah, nigga. You know what I mean? I always show my shit, nigga. You know what I mean? But yeah, I respect it. You know what I mean? Definitely. But it's time, my brother. It's time to do shows. Because you know what? It's a lot of artists that I haven't seen. And no shade, not saying that they don't perform or whatever, but they might not perform to Buffalo. And I feel like if you haven't performed here and you from here.
Oh, I done did that.
I'm not saying in particular you. I'm just saying, and just throwing this general statement out. Yeah. If you only performed out of town, and so what if you blow up or whatever, if you only perform out of town, how do motherfuckers supposed to love you at home?
Well, see, in my opinion, if you dope, they're going to fuck with you when they find you. Sometimes, unfortunately, you get found outside of where you know what I mean?
A lot of times.
Where you should be found. Like, you feel like your city should feel a certain way about you, but, you know what I mean? A lot of times, it's not even that they don't fuck with you. It's not even that. It'd be like, yo, man, like, these niggas, they got work, they got school, they got 1,000 other motherfuckers rapping. You know what I'm saying? You gotta do something really, really exciting, really extraordinary to get their attention. And even then, they might miss you. You know what I mean? And then sometimes it takes for a motherfucker, like, sometimes you know how you gotta go all the way around the world just to come back to where you know what I mean, started to begin with. That's the same way it be sometimes. Sometimes this nigga gotta discover you out in Yugoslavia. Somebody gotta discover you out in, you know what I mean, the Sierra Leone, and then the same thing out in Cali, and then, you know what I mean? Next thing you know, you got a fan base in Atlanta, you got a fan base in New Orleans.
I'm going to tell you like this, not to cut you off, but, you know, just a thought to throw my cousin shit, you know, you start this shit. Sometimes that fame happen overnight. Sometimes, more than likely, it don't. They say it usually take a nigga 10 years to get his fucking light. A lot of these niggas that you hear now, T.I., you know them niggas been doing this shit for 10 fucking plus years before you even seen them niggas on the scene.
For real, but think about it, right?
How long you been doing it? Man,
well over 10 years. Well, not what? Yeah, no, well over 10 years, bro.
Likewise. Whatever scale you want to classify it at, whether you actually invested yourself into it or whether you just sitting at home writing, it's well over 10 years.
That's different. That's what separates the men from the boys. That's the thing, though. You know what I mean? Do you really? All right. Unless this person is extraordinarily talented, do you really respect anybody who do anything for like a light amount of time, like a motherfucker tell you, only been doing this for 3 months? Like, think about it. If you hire a plumber and he tell you, yo, I've been doing this for 3 months, is that the plumber you want?
Nah, not really. I don't throw no shade. Nah, not necessarily, because I don't throw no shade to nobody, because you can't never under the exceptions. Because some niggas could be doing it for 10 years, 20 plus years, but if the tools ain't right, they can't work with it. But then you get that new motherfucker, be like, oh, hold on, nigga, I know how to do it.
That's a fact. But let's be real here. But yeah, let's be real. A nigga tell you, I've been doing it for 3 months. You like, nah, bro. I need this shit fixed.
Would you do it over there? You know what I'm saying?
You ain't gonna be watching. You might be backed up right there. You gotta drop something. You know what I mean? Yo, I need this shit fixed, bro. Mm-hmm. So you gonna go to somebody who you know can get it done. But when it come to anything, it take time to develop. You know what I mean? Not even much. Your skill is who you are.
On a side note, why do we always trust in these fiends to do all our home improvement work?
Because to keep it real, niggas fuck with fiends. Because they know they're going to get the job done if you want them.
Yeah. But you know what? None of these niggas went to school. All these niggas dropped out there and then. But some of them had to.
Get the job done, though. Because that's all we really give a fuck about this. That's what at the end of the day, it's the bottom line.
So I love niggas. I love being from the hood.
Job done, whatever.
I love being from the hood, man. You get everything in the hood, nigga. You get whatever you want from the hood. And the motherfuckers that be from the suburbs like, man, you got that? You can get that. Like, yeah, get that shit back.
I mean, the suburbs is pretty nice, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it ain't, you know what I mean? It's different. It's different.
You get comfortable. You get comfortability instead of accessibility. Because, you know what I mean? We're very accessible to a lot of things and shit. You know what I mean? But, you know what I mean? That's just true. You know what I mean? But, you know, no shade.
I'm gonna drop before I do the guy album. The way it's laid out right now, I'm gonna do the video for the introduction. I did that at Bridge Studios, by the way.
Shout out to Bridge.
Bridge Studios.
Yep. D Hall and everybody over there.
Brandon Hall, man. You already know.
Yep.
My nigga DJ Tony Boy,
DJ Amady. Everybody over there.
Brandon Hall, you already know.
Yep.
We done kicked some of the goddamn time. And I'm be in touch about that lawyer situation. We gotta link up about that. But
come on, man, don't hold no secrets back, nigga. Give us all the intel, nigga. Would you find out some information? Let the pipeline know. Like, if you do this, nigga, you can do this, you get that. Like, alright, bet. Alright, nigga, quarterback to play, nigga. Yeah, you feel me? That's how it work, man. That's how family work.
We done spoke about that. He know what it is. He told me to hit him up though before I made the move, so I'm gonna hit him up before I make the move.
Now, let me ask you this. Any features on these albums?
A couple.
Okay.
I got, of course, my girl, Gabrielle Parsons.
Gabrielle Parsons.
And she's been a very good friend of mine for a very long time. I've known her basically since I was, like, a kid.
Mm.
And she got one of the illest voices, I think, in the world. I think I put her up against anybody, bro.
Oh no, because my girl Bethany.
We'll see. My
girl Bethany was the okay. So shout out to Beth and shout out to LDM. You know what I mean? Talk. My girl Beth.
Shout out to you. You might be dope.
Beth is the girl singing on Super Price Shoppers. Yeah, but no, you ain't heard nothing. Yeah, she like Beyonce next, like super nice.
I would take Gabby
mm-hmm.
and put her against her.
Let's do it. Let's start our old verses. Anything. Fuck it. We just set it up right now.
Let's do it. Our old verses.
Bro, bro, I'll put anything. I'm telling you right now. Mm-hmm. Her too. And
it's a lot of.
I got her on this album. I got who else? I got my man Golden. Corleone, my nigga.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He about to be on it. He hadn't made it to the studio yet to drop his vocals, but.
Oh shit, y'all. Oh shit, y'all. The special guest has arrived. This shit. We got motherfucking Spade Hustles. Hey, Hustles in the fucking building, my brother. Thank you. Thank you for coming through. Presidential Suites. Oh, don't leave me hanging. Don't leave me hanging. Please, man. Oh, man. Yo, this been long awaited too. Not to cut you off, but this been very long awaited. This shit, pull up to the table a little bit. You know what I mean? Just yeah, you know I mean, so you get in the camera view somewhere if you can. You know what I mean? But yo, this been long awaited. Got to bring the light in here. Yo, we hood as a motherfucker.
Yo
bro, man, but it's all good. That's how we do this shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean, but listen, man, shout outs to everybody tuning in right now. Love, like, share, comment. Man, hold on, man. Pull up, man. We need some drinks in here. You know what I'm saying? Pull up, man. Come on, Don. Come on, man. We need some drinks in here. My motherfucking brother Spade Hustles done pulled up in the motherfucking venue. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I mean? Not for nothing, not to jump in, you know, to jump in the light of your podcast, but definitely he got a lot to talk about. And we definitely gonna do an in-depth conversation with my bro. We gonna get busy with, you know what I mean? We gonna definitely get busy on the round table and shit. But my man, appreciate you, you know what I mean, pulling up. You know what I'm saying? You already know. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, back to Supreme General, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, couple features on your joints?
So far.
Okay.
And then, there's a couple dudes. Oh, my nigga, DJ Optimus Prime.
My cuz, big bro, DJ. I was just texting him earlier. Shout outs to DJ Optimus Prime. That's big
on
bro.
On the introduction.
Come on. He got busy. He got busy.
He did his thing.
He got, ooh, yeah.
I got him to do
he
his
got
thing,
busy, yeah, yeah. And that take a lot, too, because he,
exactly.
Prime is a fucking legend. If y'all motherfucking don't know, Buffalo 716 stand up, DJ Optimus Prime is a fucking legend. Y'all niggas might not remember if y'all young or y'all wouldn't even know them, but if y'all around, you know what I mean? Y'all used to hear motherfucker. Like, you was talking about Hot 7 and 7, you would hear Sensations Tonight, hosted by DJ Optimus Prime, motherfucking the Groove Lounge, DJ Optimus Prime, you know what I'm saying? You heard that shit, so you know what I mean? Definitely. Toronto. This weekend, DJ Optimus Prime, you heard that shit. So salute to big bro, you know what I mean? Definitely, you got Prime on the joint scratching?
Yeah, he's scratching on the first single, the introduction. Mm. Yeah, I'm telling you, bro.
That's big.
We're not fucking around out
That's
here.
Big. Big DJ Optimus Prime is like almost like a premiere to me.
Exactly.
In the DJ world, like it, you know what I mean? I gotta go get some beats from him. Gotta go work too. But the way he DJ is something fucking something other than that. Then I might pull up too. Then fuck that, man. Yeah. I'm invading this shit. Nigga. Hell yeah, man. Pull up.
Should we go watch the Bills lose?
Not tomorrow, next Sunday. Next Sunday. Yeah, next Sunday.
When the Bills lose.
No.
Yeah.
We about to get into that shit too.
I'm gonna explain that though. There's a reason.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yo.
He's always treating me like I'm in a rival game behind his
patron
and shit.
next time you see Preem, this motherfucker gonna have a motherfucker hairdo like Cam and shit. Are you Patriots nigga? The Patriots, nigga. That nigga, he be dressing quite wild, though. He a wild boy.
He a wild boy.
I ain't going front. We came here, I see them wallows. I was like, damn, yeah, nigga. Them is my size.
I got the gold aglets on my head. But you got the J's.
Nah, we can interchange. Yeah, these joints is done. No, this is, man. Nah, they done. But your shit's crispy.
I don't think I ever seen that before.
No, these was the joints. Yeah, damn.
What is it?
These was the, what the fuck was these, Spado? You know the numbers of the J's and all that
them
shit.
Them the nines, I know that.
And then, yeah, these the joints that just
came.
These shits were like the 300 on some chains.
You know what the gold is.
These were 300 on some chains, but these were exclusive. Seven. I don't know the numbers and
I'm
shit.
I'm a Wally wearing nigga. I ain't wearing.
Yeah, that's what I said. Them joints. Very long time. Them shits fire right
only,
there.
Only rock kicks to, you know what I mean, work out.
This nigga got on the Black Panthers right now. And rest in peace to Chadwick Baldwin, man. I mean, rest in peace to the Black Panther. But them shits fire too, my friend. This nigga, the last joint you came through with the joints you came through, the two tone, he was like purple. With something or purple.
Yeah, I had a purple with the gun bottom.
This nigga.
Young came from the same, my man Sycamore Style. He did Biggie Clark's and Ghostface.
Man.
And all the other legends.
That nigga come fire Clark's, yo. That nigga wallow crazy game.
I don't give a fuck.
Nigga, that's fire, nigga.
But that's not the only pair. I got the Royal Blue joints, you know, the joint in the viral photo. Mm-hmm. You see my ring and that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That,
them joints, the weed joints was fire, too. I said you had the weed joint.
I got them. I got the Army Fatigue joints. I got the Marbles joints. I got the Black joints.
You ain't got the Wu-Tangs, the Killer Bees. You see them joints?
I seen them, but exclusive, like, and then when you gotta get them used, that's when I started.
Nah, I can't do it. I can't do it. Yeah, I can't do it.
I would fuck with them. Mm-hmm. Yo, it's not like, you know what I mean? Yeah. But them shits, they zap sold out like that, and I'm not that nigga.
I never lying, nigga.
Like, I gotta be reminded sometimes this shit even happening. So, you know what I mean?
I never understood that, you know what I mean? And maybe D Rich, you know what I'm saying, motherfucking get enlightened niggas on that a little bit, like, I ain't never understand. I paid $300 for these kicks. I wore them twice, and I sold them for $425. Like, how does that even work? And niggas do buy them shit. Niggas were like, yo.
Sold out.
I don't know. I need my shit new.
Dead stock? That's what they call it, dead stock?
I prefer.
That's crazy, nigga. I never.
And I ain't seen no shit really tight enough to make me go use.
Nah, I wouldn't buy a used.
I
wouldn't buy a used Xbox from a nigga if you opened the fucking package.
I don't know about that, bro.
Yo, nah.
I'll take the Xbox.
Shit, hell nah, nigga.
Hard drive
white. Your kids got all that sticky shit in them controllers. Talking about some nigga. Yeah. I paid for all that. With $325 though. Yeah. You gonna get the fuck out of here?
That,
but,
you know how that going?
Bitch, I'm a born winner. Knocking shit out the park since the beginning. You fuck boys, just don't pay attention. Speak, you need to listen. It's wisdom in this venom, bitch. You know you fucking with the absolute best. I earn this heart of a lion pumping in my chest. You bird niggas is lying, that's why you never fell next to this real nigga on my. You motherfuckers melt. It's the hustle game, boss. Say my name right. Supreme general, the guard up here on stage like a modern day pharaoh in extraordinary chains, like the goddess Renanutin. Blessed do that.
Yo, it's your boy L Biz, and you now tuned in to The Round Table Podcast with my man Waverly Jones. And you know what it is. It's go time. L Biz 716 Erie County.
But you know what I'm saying? Yo, the NBA jump in, you know what I mean? Spade hustles, you know what I'm saying? My bro, you know what I mean? Man, what's goody, my bro? 3.5 on the way.
3.5
gauges. Oh man, yo, you know they had your boy up here today.
Oh,
Pat.
Oh,
he was a bit today with Conway. I'm shooting a video.
Okay.
Yeah.
The joint, him, French, and Conway on the
Pat
album.
No word, yo. I ain't even hear all of it, but I heard like 3 or 4 cuts off that shit. That joint's like crazy, yo. He coming with a different sound, different style, everything, like. But it's still lyrical as fuck. I've been heard that that 22 twos. I mean, not 22 twos. The alphabet, the numerical slaughter. That's what I'm saying. When you talking about the numbers, that motherfucker crazy, man. Like, it take a lot to think about some shit like that, dog. Like, you know what I mean? Me and my bro been on that Max B Pat Post wave for, like, when them boys first hit. Like, niggas ain't understand. Niggas like, who the fuck is these niggas and shit? Niggas, man, going crazy. Like, come on, man. You know what I mean?
Definitely one of the greatest.
Definitely. But it's like...
Yeah,
on the lyrical tip, yeah, on the lyricist side, yeah, he won the greats, dog. Like, as far as we know, that's known. I would put him in
top what?
Top 20.
Okay.
Anywhere in between. I ain't giving you no fucking number. Top 20 lyricists. Yo, it's 20 good fucking lyricists I could name right fucking now.
I respect it.
You know what I'm saying?
And you was about to say like three.
Nah, I can't.
I fuck with Pat.
I wouldn't even put Nas in my top three lyricists, to be honest with you. And I love Nas. Sure. No, I love Nas. Sure, I'm a Nas hit. I mean, Nas fan.
Nas is top.
I can't even put him on that list.
That's just in my book. No. He influenced a lot of my stuff.
Nigga, style. It started off with Blueface, nigga, Tekashi 6ix9ine. Nah, just fuck with that. Blueface, fuck Tekashi. Yeah, I say that shit. Fuck that rat bastard, man. But nah, I just fuck with niggas. That said, nigga, I'm talking about Waka Flocka, nigga. He the dope. That nigga said it himself. Though. He's like, nigga, I'm just bullshitting. But it's a lot of motherfuckers, man. A lot of motherfuckers. Would y'all put motherfucking? Would you put T.I. in your motherfucking top lyricist? Top 20?
20, yeah. 10, no. Tip got too many classes.
I'm saying these the
y'all,
top 20.
You got to put him up there. Yeah. I got Perk. Yeah.
Top 20. Who else? Let's give another one. Let's see. Another. Do we throw Ludacris in that joint?
Yo.
Top 20?
Luda nasty. On the mic, but his album's mediocre as fuck, bro.
Cause he give you commercial shit.
You gotta,
but he lyrical as fuck. But did you put him in your top 20?
You gotta balance it. Top 20.
Let me get one of your top 20s just out of the random. What's one of your top 20s?
Go down the list.
All right, well, shit. Give us top five. Your top five lyricists. No particular order.
Lyricists? Oh, man. See, now that's switching
everything up. That's what we've been talking about, lyricists.
All right. Oh, man. God damn, man. Man. Lyricists, that's a whole different combo, man. That's
what we talk about.
God damn, man. That's...
Is Luda in your top 20 lyricists?
Nah.
No?
No.
Is Beanie Sigel your top 20 lyricists?
Beanie Sigel, top 10.
Let me see. I couldn't get that one. That's too easy.
Fuck it, go ahead.
Nah, because I was going to say Fab, but Fab awesome. Is definitely... Pun, that's a given. That's a given. That's an easy one.
Fab.
Royce the 5'9".
No. Just no. No disrespect. No.
Not top 20?
No.
Ooh. So I'm going to give it... Fuck it. Give it out the camp. Joel Ortiz?
Oh, no.
Crooked Eye?
Crooked Eye, nice.
King Crooked is fucking bananas, man. Sir shook the
top 20, bro.
Crazy.
No.
Not top 20? Lyricist. We talking about
lyrics. Close, though. He close. King Crooked close. But not.
Where do you place Eminem?
Man, he in there. He top. He. No, not top five.
That's what the question I want to. Where do you place Eminem?
He top 10, though.
Mm-hmm.
He top 10. Mm-hmm. He close, man. Eminem is one of the nastiest ever, bro. Mm. You cannot take it away from him. You cannot.
What would you classify Blueface?
Blueface,
I'm
gonna tell you like this.
I fuck with Blueface. That's why I keep saying I fuck with him because I like some of his songs too.
But am I gonna put him up there with?
Nah. So now we talk about that. You know what I mean? Just talk about shit. You know what I mean?
Hell nah, man.
But we gonna talk about blue faces and shit. We gonna talk about the Buffalo Bills because we've been smacolian niggas. Smack, smack, smack. We took a couple little short L's, but we took. You know what I mean? It was decent and shit to teams that deserving and shit. Niggas was. You know what I mean? And that's what we gonna get into this trash-o-matic. But before I say that. I'm saying the Patriots. I would like to formally And in front of everybody in both cameras and mics and everything. And
I respect
everybody.
Bills Mafia. But
I would like to thank him personally for giving us Tom Brady, for trade, allowing Tom Brady to go and come to my boys, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Thank y'all. Because when we get this Super Bowl, that's what I'm going to say at the end of the game. Thank you.
I'm happy for him, man. Mm-hmm. I got love for him. Mm-hmm. But I'm happy with Cam.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy
with Cam. Y'all niggas was sad seeing that nigga go like LeBron and Cleveland.
But then when we got Cam, niggas was like, you know what?
Again. Again.
You know what?
Tom Brady left once, and they felt like Cleveland when LeBron left both times. Nigga, they second.
When Tom Brady left, I'm gonna keep it real. I wasn't mad.
Yeah, you see him up.
They're not taking care of this nigga. At this point, he needs some wideouts. He needs some protection. He needs to, they gotta spend some money on that shit. And Belichick is like, bro, no.
No.
We not paying you. We not paying them.
Did you see Zion Williams? That's what he said. Did you see Zion? Man, he's like, a young new motherfucker. Like, we can fight us a young new motherfucker, basically. Because,
you know.
But they fought an old goat.
You know
they got
a.
Cam. Cam is an old goat. He ain't even dug goat.
Cam, no, he ain't old. Cam entering his prime.
Nigga, that nigga.
Cam gonna bring about 2-3 rings.
He was 8-10 years in.
2-3 rings.
That nigga season. He ain't got one yet. He been to the dance, but he couldn't.
We almost beat the Chiefs with our JV squad.
Come on, man.
We lost to the goddamn.
He went to the dance.
They ain't had no practice in like 3 weeks. Come on, man.
He went to the dance and couldn't two-step in the bowl.
No, he and one they could. Oh, come on, let's keep it real. We saw that Super Bowl. You saw that Super Bowl with Cam, bro. Man. They was let the ref swallowed the whistle and was gonna let them do whatever to that nigga. That's why he didn't dive in that pile. Y'all gonna front like y'all.
Listen, man.
The nigga to leave the first play of the game, your boy Cam completes a pass. Your boy to leave grabs the nigga by his face mask, spin him around like this, and throw him out of bounds. The ref didn't call it. I'm like, oh yeah.
But you know what? That still don't count for the rest of the game. It don't count for the rest of the game, man. Listen, man.
That set the tone. You know, man. Von Miller, I probably already said the line, yo. When I get you, I'm gonna get you, nigga.
That nigga just
go for the fumble if you want to.
You know what? History and he in the history of a long list of black quarterbacks that got to the bowl and couldn't tap dance. Nigga, he in there warm on and all them niggas. That's a good category to be in.
He gonna bring us 2-3 rings. Y'all gonna hate him. Just like y'all.
Not this year.
Oh man, we gonna at least beat the
nigga. Tampa. Listen, Tom is making calls. Nigga, he building a team like LeBron right now. He
Tom is pulling his LeBron card. He not fucking around.
Nigga, we about to call in Tony Gonzalez.
Belichick the best, bro.
Ray Lewis about to become out of time. Barry Sanders about to be on our team, nigga. Evan Smith, everybody about to be on Tampa Bay this year, nigga. Niggas is dead. They about to dig niggas up, nigga. They about to have everybody playing for Tampa, nigga. I promise you.
But it's all good. Couldn't even beat the Saints, and Drew Brees came to throw.
Right.
Even
but damn.
And I love Tom Brady. You know I love Tom Brady, man. You know that.
And another sports tip too. Like I know you was a Kobe fan too. You know what I'm saying? And that's crazy, man. You know what I mean? Wild. Rest in peace. You know what I mean? That still feel unreal to this day. Like you know what I mean? Same way with Nipsey dying. Rest in peace. You know what I mean?
All
but
that shit, man. It's
you know what I mean?
It's very unfortunate.
Untimely. You know what I'm saying?
Shit,
you know, it, you know what I mean? Off topic a little bit. It kind of fathoms you like how the ways motherfuckers going to go because you never expect how you going to go. You know what I'm saying? And then it really takes some offshore shit for a nigga to that magnitude to go. Like, yeah, you know I mean, how other way would Kobe going to have to go unless he was just like old as hell like Bill Russell and stuff. I mean, not like Bill Russell's still alive, but I'm just saying he the GOAT, but you could see him live through his time and shit like, damn, that nigga just went on some wing day shit, you know what I'm saying? And rest, damn.
That shit wild, man.
That's
the way he
died. That's some crazy shit, bro. The helicopter, though. Nigga, I always been like, yo, helicopters and motorcycles, fuck them. I'm good.
I don't know.
It's too exposed,
motorcycles,
bro.
Motorcycles, man.
It's too exposed, bro.
I got abs now. I'm doing at least one or two shoots.
I see it with the balls. I'll take a picture next to the joint.
No. I'm getting on the motherfucker and I'm riding on the sidewalk.
All right. I was just about to say. So
5 miles an hour and less.
So basically, you saying you might have take the picture with your head and the crocodile like this. That's what you about to do.
I got delts.
Yeah, nigga, you just that deadly. I mean, I respect niggas. Listen, I respect everybody that do what they do in their craft. I just can't fuck with it, man. The two wheels, man, I don't feel comfortable with that shit, bro. Some people ain't comfortable with it, man. Four wheels, I go crazy, nigga. I go nuts on the four wheels, but two wheels, you know what I mean? That's some spooky shit, you know what I mean? This shit.
You know?
It's to each his own.
I mean, you know, I be doing that, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my hobby. You know what I'm saying? You know what I do as a hobby.
You know what I mean? And speaking of the hobby, while we still in the sports and shit, like we was talking online, you do the boxing thing.
Yeah.
So.
I enjoy it.
Any fights coming up?
Nah, not yet. I should, though.
Come on, you know, man.
Man, but see, now, to do that, you got to live like a Spartan-like life and shit. It's like, I do like cookies.
I feel you.
That's not conducive. Knocking niggas out professionally.
You slow as shit.
For sparring?
Mm-hmm.
All day.
But you don't want to be the fucking... You don't want to be the punching bag nigga either, too. Because the nigga that's not eating cookies. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying. Because the nigga that's not eating the cookies, that nigga is trying to get ready for the fight. So if you spar with a nigga, he getting ready for the fight, but you like it.
See, you got intangibles. I have a punch really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have other things that will shock you.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, plus, you know what I mean? I know how far I can go. I'm not that nigga. I can't give you 12.
Yeah, so I gotta go for like
4. I can give you some focus. I mean, and plus, it's levels to the shit. You don't really want to go so far out of your depth, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That you're fucking with a dude that's on a super high level that could really, you know what I mean? Because that's not gonna help you or him. You know what I'm saying? It may help you a little bit, but you're going to take an L, and it's like, you could have learned that without having to, you know, do all that. And plus, I put it like this. If you fucking with a dude that's on that level, like, he knows that you're not on that level, so he's not going to turn up on you like he can, you know what
that's,
I mean?
That's
you
know? True. That's true.
I mean, yeah. That's if you got a good guy with you. I mean, some people's assholes, they do you dirty, but...
Right. And that's a fact because, you know, I'm a boxing fan. I watch it. I really watch the sport. So did you really think that Vargas was going to beat Lomachenko?
Lopez?
I mean, Lopez. Vargas. Lopez.
No, I did not.
You didn't think that?
I felt like Lopez, his only shot in that fight was to win by a knockout, in my opinion.
You know what?
But he outclassed him. I didn't see that, bro.
Lomachenko was definitely the most more seasoned, you know, fighter.
He got his ass.
That's what the keep it fucking on it. Listen, man. And that's what I'm saying. It's weird that it shows in those different situations. Like, just to bring up old shit with like Anthony Joshua and fucking Andy Ruiz. Like how? Like,
well, they said your boy Joshua, Stahaney.
He took the diver.
Nah, he ain't take no dive, man. They say he was just having a little too much fun in New York, man. That's all. On some Tyson shit.
Niggas know me, I'm a one of a kind nigga. There ain't never gonna be another one like me. 10 times out of 10. Bitch, I'm lit. Yeah, she gorgeous. The way my style stand out. You should applaud it. My whole team shining, nigga. You can't ignore us.
Nah.
This shit is gorgeous, nigga. Yeah. This shit is gorgeous, nigga. Yeah. This shit is gorgeous. Woo. This shit is gorgeous. My hustle game off the chain. That shit is flawless. That's why they call the beat up boss. I can afford it.
Yeah.
This shit is gorgeous, nigga. This shit is gorgeous. I'm burying.
Hey, yo, it's Shay Noir. I'm at the round table with Wade Jones. It's go time.
You know how that go, bro. Yeah, this is real life, man. That's hard, man. You couldn't do it. I bet the house.
So, okay, so listen.
I bet the house.
So, listen, that's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
Temptation is a motherfucker, man.
Not at his level.
So, what was Wilder's excuse? The 60 pounds, 70 pounds?
No, weight? They cheated that nigga. He had loaded gloves.
Who?
Your boy Fury.
She had loaders?
Well, not only was they loaded, but it wasn't no patent in them shits, man. The man Wilder got a damn dent in the side of his head. Fury not a puncher.
Wow. He's not that strong.
He's not nowhere near that strong. He's not strong. Steve Cunningham put him on his ass. Steve Cunningham is a nigga my size.
They didn't.
Tyson Fury is like 6'8", 2, whatever. 1,000 fucking pounds. He's a huge motherfucker.
Well, his reach is crazy. At
that
point, right.
Yo, Steve Cunningham was getting in that ass, man. But apparently, from what I seen, you know what I'm saying? The glove not only was his fist was placed in a way that was inside of the glove to where he hit you with cold fist when he landed. So you seen the glove kind of flop. But it's also like rumors of like egg weights in the edge of the shit. So when he flicking the jab, he hit you with
little knots and shit.
I'm hitting you with that, bro. And then cold fist, and you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're going to get stretched. Now let's look at the first fight. Why didn't the first fight happen like that? If he was that strong. That's just my opinion. Mm. I mean, I don't know nothing specific from what I've seen. The evidence, I believe it. I believe it straight up.
And you know what?
That's why I think Wilder took that.
I definitely kind of understand where you're coming from because Fury ain't your typical fighter where it's like he really that good. Like
the punches,
exactly that. I was about to get to that point. But I'm saying, I was about to get to the point where they show his defense. Oh, he's such a defenseman. If it's 5-6, he got skills, but he just do it. Motherfuckers only doing 1-2. 1-2-3. He doing this shit. Woom. I guarantee you, in the sport of boxing, if he had been fighting Mike Tyson in the heavyweight fight, that motherfucker would have been punched through the ropes twice doing that dumb shit. Oh, you want to buy the week? After the first two, he just start going right in this nigga chest.
That's true.
Digging in that nigga shit like something.
Mike did not do well with dudes who could box and was
No. If you watch the biography and he told it from out of his mouth, he said, yo, my last, like, 5 to 8 fights. I didn't train. I didn't do shit. I was doing on pure intimidation. Nigga, I was burning. I was doing all types of shit. I was on coke. All types of shit. Mike was fucked up. When he and the run, and it's fucked up because Mike one of my heroes, man. I love Mike Tyson, man. I love you, Mike. Mike one of my heroes, man. But he disappointed me because when he fought Lennox Lewis. And Lennox was my man at the time. I'm like, oh, you fine? I love Lennox. I'm like, oh, man, these two, my favorites about to fight. And I'm thinking, I don't know who to bet on. Should I go with Lennox or should I go with Tyson? Tyson could knock him out, but Lennox could just, he could do what Lennox do. And Lennox got the reach and everything.
I knew he was going to beat up Tyson.
You know, he just destroyed Tyson.
The way he lost the Holyfield.
He just destroyed him. But no, that was after he came back from jail and everything. If you remember, that was after he had already fought. I think Peter McNeely, he fought like a couple little doodle McNiggas in the sandwich and shit before, you know what I mean? Like, now he fighting in Lennox, and that was the big name, and Lennox did his dishes, man. I don't think he trained for that shit, man.
But but to the shit I was saying, though, the first video gonna be the introduction.
Right.
After that, I got the song with the Bachelor, like the Tales from the Bottom of My Henny Body.
Right.
You gonna love that shit, bro.
The Tales from the Bottom of My Henny Body.
I guarantee that shit get played on your motherfucking deck.
Oh, over man.
Over and over. I guarantee it.
Oh, man.
Guarantee.
I
want
to hear it just because of the name of it.
Right.
I'll send it to you. It's done. This shit ready.
Come on,
it's
man.
It's ready. Yo, I'm telling you, bro, man. Listen. You got some pimp shit. I admit that. I fuck with your shit heavy. I wanted to mention that.
No doubt. Appreciate it. I got some more shit to come through, man. I got some more shit coming. You know what I'm saying?
This shit right here, you're going to hear it and you be like, yo, all right, let me get on the remix. It's one of them type songs. You know what I'm saying? It's really, really, it is not what you expect from me. You know what I'm saying? It is definitely one of them joints of his own. It's one of my best work.
Some of my best work.
And then right after that, I'm going to drop another video for a song called From Beginning to End, where I literally rhyme from beginning to end.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Bars, baby. That's
cool. Oh, shit, though. No hook, though. And you ain't gonna miss the hook, though.
Well, listen, you know what I mean? We've been kicking it. Oh, yeah, and I definitely appreciate you, my bro. No, it ain't nothing, but you know, we got to go. I appreciate all the listeners and likers and everybody out there that's sharing and contributing to this thing. Like I said, if you're still out there and doing what you're doing on Facebook, that is. But, you know, I know they're listening on these platforms. But, you know what I mean? Appreciate y'all. But you know what I mean? Before you go, my bro, it's a couple questions from you I need to know. And I know you did it before, but shit, we going to do it again because you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, Bung, if you were stuck on an island for a whole year straight, you got 3 movies and 3 music albums to take with you. What 3 movies and 3 music albums you going to take with you?
I'm going to take the Mac.
Oh.
I'm going to take Paid in Full.
Come on.
And I'm gonna take American Gangster.
This nigga revived. Come on.
As far as albums, I'm gonna take It Was Written.
It Was Written.
I'm gonna take All Eyes on Me. Actually, Machiavelli. I'm gonna take Machiavelli. And then, oh man. Blueprint.
Which one? The
first one?
The first one, man. With girls, and the all blueprint. That shit. That shit was stupid, man.
The Blueprint.
Huh? No, that was the Blueprint.
The Gift and the Curse.
The Gift and the Curse had the other joint.
But the Gift and the Curse had some shit on it, though. The Gift and the Curse was fire,
but no, the first Blueprint had girls. It had a few joints on that shit. That was that.
Izzo.
Hey, still there, Izzo? You thinking of Life and Times and shit. That's Volume 3 with the, man, we walked to the motherfucking Target to go get that joint. Me and my brother chewed it at the store to go get that joint. We got some weed, nigga. Got a CD that day, nigga. That was the day plan, nigga. We sat there and we bobbed out, nigga. Plenty of day. I can't wait till we sit down and really do an interview with my bro. Because me and my bro got a lot of special moments to talk about. You know what I mean? We ain't going to give y'all all the cap, but shit, y'all going to know. But shit, you know what I mean? Back to Supreme, you know what I mean? So, Bung, if you had the opportunity to make one song with one artist dead or alive and one producer dead or alive, what artist is you going to make that one song with?
The Weeknd.
Okay, so he going to be your producer or your artist on the track? You got one and one.
Timbaland.
So you're going to have The Weeknd as the artist and Timbaland produce the track?
Fucking right. Weeknd on the hook. I'm going to lay some of the best bars I ever laid in my fucking life.
This
Timbaland going to have one of the illest beats ever. And that shit going to go out the motherfucking park.
This nigga want to be the first nigga to go Vibranium.
Man,
that's what I'm saying. It's the nigga going crazy.
That's a fact.
He surpassed Diamond, Black Diamond.
If I had to pick an artist, I'm going with The Weeknd. And then I'm going with you. If I'm going for a producer, I'm going for Timbaland all day. And that shit going to be a smash, nigga. Man, I'm going to put my foot in that motherfucker. Well, I put my foot in everything.
And talk about smashing, Cardi B or the City Girl chick. What's your name?
JT.
Smash. Okay. Cash Dollar Meg. Erykah Badu.
Erykah Badu.
Hey, bro. Hey, nigga said, that's it. All right. But shit. All right. So, boom. Your predictions in this sports, you know what I mean? Who going to win the Super Bowl, man? Patriots. Football. Patriots.
If not the Patriots, the Seattle Seahawks.
All right. That's your prediction.
Real talk. If the, all right. Or if Tampa get AB, it's Tampa.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to hear.
Oh, it's over.
Thank you, Tampa. We appreciate your contributions.
They probably going to be my Patriots. That's going to be crazy, dude. How you going? Oh, bro. That's all Tom Brady needed. He fuck with Mike Evans, but he really didn't fuck with Mike Evans.
You know what? It's not his type of receiver. It's really not his type of receiver. You know what I mean?
Mike Evans is an ad-lib nigga.
Yeah, he's deep. Tom Brady
needs you to go to the script.
The slants, the little shorts down the knees and shit. Mike is like, I'm deep and cut.
But you know what, though? That boy Mike Evans going to be wide fuck over now.
Oh, yeah. He going to get crazy.
He about to eat. He about to look like Odell.
Listen, man. We got...
Who need to come on home to New England.
Man,
he come to New England, man. We go.
And Bunny released him damn near shit. Did anybody release that nigga? I'm telling you.
Yo, real talk. Yo, he taking it there. Mm-hmm. He taking this shit there.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, we had a good time tonight. You know what I mean? We kicked it and shit like that. And you know what I mean?
Call me, man.
Like I said, before we go, last question I want to know. You know what I'm saying? And this is for the, I already know the name, reason and shit, but the name is Supreme General, you know what I mean? Where did the name come from?
Well, and way back in the day, we'll just reach far back in the time, the French people, which boy Napoleon, once he conquered the vast majority of the known world at the time, they gave him a title commemorating both his status as not only the president of France, but also the supreme ruler of their armies. Supreme general is what they gave it to him. They never gave it to nobody before that, never gave it to nobody after that. And the life I was living when I was first started rapping, it felt like it fit me. You know what I'm saying? And plus, I was reading into a lot of tactical type shit. You know what I'm saying? Just learning a lot of different things that the average nigga, you know what I mean, usually ain't into, you know what I'm saying? But it just all fit. It worked so good for me that I felt like, you know, it really spoke to my spirit, for lack of a better way of putting it, you know what I mean? So that's why I'm a Supreme General.
And you know what, to segue off of that, just to put it out there, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely the owner, you know what I'm saying, of the Round Table Podcast. For a while, I didn't do it. But now I motherfucking own this bitch, baby. I own this bitch, baby. Man, it's mine, nigga. So, you know what I mean? Bro, appreciate you, brother. Oh, double tie. You know what it is. Double tap. Brush it on your shoulder, nigga. That's the presidential, you know what I mean? But listen, it took me a minute. You know what I mean? But, you know, I really did that shit, and I'm the owner, sole proprietor of the Roundtable Podcast. So that's one of the big announcements of the night. That's why we celebrate. We about to go get another bottle. I don't know what he about to do, but shit, I know what I about to do. We about to do, but shit, listen. I appreciate everybody motherfucking tuning in. You know what I mean? I do this for y'all. You know what I mean? I want to give a big, big shout out and rest in peace, you know what I'm saying, to everybody we lost in 2020 and beyond. You know what I'm saying? I want to say rest in peace to DJ Shay. I want to say rest in peace to DJ Ruckus. You know what I mean? My little cousin Brendan Benjamin. My big cousin Askia Askaban. You know what I mean? Breonna Taylor. You know what I'm saying? George Floyd. Everybody that we lost, you know what I'm saying, due to gun violence or some particular type of violence. You know what I mean? If you happen to go on a medical term, even we miss you still, you know what I mean? We love you still, but the fact that you went on some type of violent act, you know what I'm saying? That shit would never be, you know what I mean? Never sit right, never be held right, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to say rest in peace to them people. I don't know if anybody else want to share, you know what I mean? Somebody we lost, but, you know what I mean? But like I said, man, rest in peace.
My nigga freaked the boss, man.
Come on, man.
No talk.
You know what I mean?
My nigga.
You know what I mean? Jojo Hoffman, you know what I'm saying? Lewis, you know what I'm saying? Everybody we lost out there, to the, you know, casualties of war and so such, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, but it ain't also. So, I mean, we never forgotten. And like I said, the Roundtable Podcast on all platforms. You want to get in touch with me, do an interview, do some sponsorship. We about to grow. It's about to get bigger and better. Like I said, just, man, fuck with me. The Roundtable 716@gmail.com. Check out the Roundtable Podcast on all platforms. Supreme General. Let them know one time where they can find you, hear you, see you at, my G. You know what I mean? Let them know where you at.
HustleGameBoss.com. That's my website. Also, HustleGameInMyVeins.com. You know what I'm saying? You can find me there. I'm also HustleGameBoss on Twitter and Instagram. And shit, man, I'm everywhere like broken glass, baby. You about come to on. See me, man.
Come on.
This shit, I love it, man.
Come on. Spay Hustles, you know what I mean? Let the people know where they can hear you and see you at, my G.
Man, you catch me on all streaming platforms. YouTube, man, shit, Google me.
Googleable.
Be rich. Check it out, we out here,
man. Well, no. Where they can hear you, see you, and find you at, my bro.
Shit. D Rich, man. You can find me on Instagram, Lil_Diamond. Shit. Hit me, that's all I got, you know.
Nigga, next up, man. That nigga working, boy. We in the works, so you know what I mean? Love is love. I appreciate everybody tuning in. Like I said, if y'all looking for sponsorships, hit my jack. You know what I mean? The Roundtable Podcast. Email me, man. We could work. Let's work. You know what I mean? So, other than that, you know what time it is. It's GOAT time.
Yo, this is Genesis of 4 Below. We at the Roundtable with my man, Waverly Jones. I got CG here with me, man. It's go time.
1-2, 1-2, yo. This is the one and only CG in the place to be. One half of Green Giant and one half of Almighty Rebels. You're now kicking to my man, Waverly Jones. You're now listening to Roundtable Podcast. You know how we get down. It's go time.
Yo, I'm going to leave y'all with this following statement. Work differently today to play differently tomorrow. Go time.
Look me in my eyes. Tell me what you see.
Tell me
what you see in the eyes of a real nigga.
Tell me
what you know about the life of a real nigga.
Tell me
what you see in the eyes of a real nigga.
Tell me
what you know about the life of a real nigga.
Hustle came in my motherfucking veins, nigga. Fire flame flow, blow like propane, nigga. My entire aura dope is cocaine. Whenever you hear my name, it's exalted like a king's, nigga. But if we talking how I came up, shit was far from being peaches and cream, bruh. Took the same lumps everybody did, but the difference being I took mine with my head up, chest out, chin down, and my hands up. Ghetto child surmounting these circumstances. One eye on my hustle, other looking toward advancement. I'm building an empire as I avoid handcuffs. As a black man in hand, we get dealt rough. They shoot us dead even if we got our hands up. Whole lives feeling like a game is a setup, but the world stay down when the real niggas stand up. So just
tell me
what you see in the eyes of this real nigga.
Tell me
what you know about the life of a real nigga.
Tell me
what you see in the eyes of this real nigga.
Tell me
what you know about the life of a real nigga.
Tell me
what you see in the eyes of this real nigga.
Tell me
what you know about the life of a real nigga.
Tell me
what you see in the eyes of this real nigga.
Tell me
what you know about. Looking in the mirror, I can see the king I am at my full potential. I can see my future form into a perfect picture. I can see the money calls and the pretty bitches screaming out my name every time I hit the stage, nigga. And this is all when I had nothing. All the time getting mine on my grind, hustling, writing rhymes, same time hitting off custody. When it come to mine, I ain't gonna stop at nothing. Till I get it and I get it all. So to make it happen, nigga, I done did it all. Serving food, pressing steel, down to mopping floors. Man, I swear to God, ain't no shame in you working hard. Cause if you really tryna get it, nigga, then you gotta know the struggle come with it, nigga. It's grind time from the start to the finish. But it make it so sweet when you emerge the victor, nigga. Figuring a plot to elevate me to the top. I created Hustle Game Enterprises in the drop. Two ill mixtapes and a classic EP. Same time turn my team of G's to the Ivy League. I'm a king in fatigues, rocking HD bling. Rhymes painting crisper pictures than Blu-ray DVDs. Always so clean, hey bad bitch dreams. Speeding past bitch niggas, this is Lamborghini Prime. So please
tell me
cocaine's a hell of a drug.